Hello and welcome back to the TTT, Detani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk about for less than a day and a few minutes your way. We're looking at Sukkah 20 at fascinating stuff on this Gemara. One thing to hone in on is the fact that the Gemara talks about on 28, a Braisa, Hillel had 80 students, 30 were worthy that the Hashem would rest upon them, 30 were worthy the sun would stop like Yahushua, 20 were in between. The greatest was Yonasan ben Uzziel, the one we talked about the other day. I believe that the bird would be burnt to a crisp above him when he was learning. The least of among them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is fascinating. The least, because the Gemara goes on to explain Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is one of my favorite sages in the Gemara. Fascinating stuff. He basically saved Torah with the Yavneh story, pretending to be dead in order to go to the emperor, who is not emperor yet. And he basically saved Torah. We saw that story in recent Gemaras, either in this tractate or previous tractates. Anyway, about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said about him, he didn't leave scripture, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Agadatos, scriptural exactitudes, rabbinic exactitudes, Kavachomer arguments, Gezerah Shavas, astronomical cycles, Gematrios, ministering angels, speech of demons and palm trees, parables of foxes and launderers, a great matter and a small matter. All these things he knew, all these things he had, and he literally had the Torah on his being, on his lips. And they said about Yonasan ben Uzziel, the Gemara later says, when he sat and studied Torah, any bird that flew above him was immediately burned because it was so intense. The point being, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was very much holding in all aspects of Torah, in all aspects of life. He had very much a pulse on the Jewish people at the time. When Rome was destroying the Jewish people and the homeland, he saw that he could, when he came to Vespasian, I believe, who was the emperor, who was general, then became emperor, he was granted three things he could be asked for. He could have asked for anything, and the sages try to fault him. They try to dissect and think why he didn't ask to save the whole Yerushalayim, the whole, you know, Eretz Yisrael, and he said it wasn't something that would be saved. Hashem already had his finger, kivyachol, on the land to destroy it. His idea was to save the lifeblood. That's someone that's really involved and meshed and embedded with the Torah, someone that really has a pulse on the Gemara, that has a pulse on the Jewish people. And we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we famously talk about him in the Seder, when he was Harei Ani Keben Shivim Shana, he was 18 years old when he took on the mantleship, and he didn't look like a sage, so he prayed, and Hashem let him turn white overnight, and he was very, very well renowned, very renowned, and he was involved in compiling the Rishami Talmud, had a lot on his shoulders. What we could learn from him is on some tiny level, to be inspired, to be enmeshed, to be fully involved in the Torah. The other day we talked about not getting distracted from another mitzvah, but really, whatever you're involved in, try to focus on, try to let it come into your being, try to be fully involved in it, try to soak in as much as you can just from that thing. Focus on one mitzvah, focus on one act, focus on one type of Torah you could learn. Even try to read a Torah a day. I talk about this all the day, the Yomis email that comes from OU, whether it's Mishnah or Tanakh, or whether it's Shtai Mikra. They have five options at least that I know about, that I get emails. They're really wonderful. Try to focus on it. Try to learn it a little bit. We can learn from the great sage of Yochanan ben Zakkai and the wonderful aspects of the Gemara how to try to enmesh ourselves every single day. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 29 here on the TTD.